Director of the Operational Test Command, Mr. John Deem, on the phone line. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. Welcome to Thursday. How's the rain down there at the great place?
Well, it's a great place, and I sort of like this National Margarita Day idea.
It is. That's a good idea. So how have you been? How's everything going?
Been well. We are busier than a convention of one-armed paper hangers. A lot of tests going on, just getting ready to kick off, and hiring actions and changes of responsibility. Lots of things going on down here at the great place.
Yeah, before we get into the Operational Test Command, what you guys are doing there, let's talk about a garrison change of responsibility.
Absolutely. You've got Great America heading down to San Antonio, Sergeant Major Leon, and then new Sergeant Major Brian Larson coming in to be the Garrison Command Sergeant Major. Career artilleryman coming to us from Fort Drum. That is a huge job. As y'all know, Fort Hood is a big city. And that garrison has all the responsibilities that the city staff does.
Yeah, we think of it like the mayor of Fort Hood.
That is absolutely right. I was on the garrison staff once upon a time, and it's a huge job. And those folks, they work 24/7, 365 to keep this place going.
Well, speaking of big jobs, the Operational Test Command, your job is to test all the new stuff that comes in that the Army's going to use in the fight.
That is correct, and of course the Army is modernizing a lot of old equipment. We've got a number of tests of new combat systems to replace things like the Hellfire and the Humvee, upgrades to artillery systems. We're over in Germany starting our test of new Stryker and combat vehicle upgrades. So that's all starting this week.
But if you could,
you need talented people.
Hey, John, before, if you could think of one thing that you're testing right now that you think this is the coolest thing, this is the neatest, this is the best thing for the Army right now. Is there one thing?
It's all pretty cool, but I will tell you, this test going on in Germany where we're adding new weapons to the Stryker combat vehicle that I think most folks are very familiar with, they had an updated cannon or some of them adding the Javelin missiles to them. As part of updating our forces in Europe, I guess the best thing I could use to describe those are reach out and touch someone kind of weapons.
That's awesome. Well, so you say you were looking for talented people.
Well, we are, and I want to correct myself. Last time I talked to y'all, I said it was usajobs.com, and I knew, being an Aggie, I messed that up. It's usajobs.gov.
.gov.
But we've got several positions open for technologists, operations officers that are all either open right now or coming open. We've got some job fairs coming up at Mary Hardin Baylor on the 27th at 11, and then on the 6th of March at 2 o'clock. And we'll continue to have more of these outreaches, especially for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics kind of talent. So we would encourage folks to apply. Keep watching our Facebook page, and we'll put those announcements out. And I listened to your analysis about the people watching TV, gaining weight, and complaining there was nothing to watch. But I guess you had that on about an hour ago.
Right, right.
You guys show some kind of operations analyst sort of talent, so I'm thinking you should apply for these jobs.
I don't know. I guess I could use a pay raise, sure.
Well, working for the government may not mean a pay raise, but it's a great place to work, and it's a great way to keep serving the country.
Absolutely. Give us that website again.
usajobs.gov.
All right, John. Well, nice visiting with you. Thanks for taking the time, and keep up the good work.
Well, thanks, and just would ask folks, remember, we've got 6,759 soldiers downrange from Fort Hood right now, from Middle East, Korea, Europe. Keep them in your prayers tonight and your thoughts during the day.
Absolutely. Thank you, John.
Thank you all.
Mr. John Deem, the Civilian Executive Director of the Operational Test Command at Fort Hood, with this week's Fort Hood Update.